Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayuch and Ophelia. That's Michal Yehudis Basia. For Shalem Yisrael Shalchol Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. The Gemara says in the Sechas of Messiah, and the Gimon Beis, Malapiv Shekin Eno Ba Koshev Azam. The Gemara wants to say that if a person's Maida B'Mikzas, he has to take a Shavuos, so certainly when Edim come, and say that he owes part of the sum, he has to take a shua. Because the mouth shouldn't be stronger than Hadah's Edom. Edom is stronger than his own Hadah. So if by Hadah you have to take a shua, certainly by Edom. The word says no. Teh is stronger because there's no hakrasha. You can't deny, can't contradict him when he's made of a piv. Why not? Because Hadah's Balin Kimedim Dami. And there's also no Hazama. There's no Imanu Yisim Makumponi. That only Hakosh and Azam only apply to Edom. So therefore the Gemara wants to say that Pez Tavka is stronger. So the Ma'arival explains the gather of Hodaz Baal Din, V'chein en ogea be'edus ha'v'psum edoi reisim v'zeres ha'kosuv. De'kosel ha'koivim v'koiv lo'odem v'korov odem eitzel atzmai. V'mishum hochi ein odem meisim atzmo u'rosha, ela b'dabur she'b'momon hu d'ne'amon, k'mo shem Hodaz Baal Din k'meidim dami, v'arinira d'kevim d'ha'koivim, v'psulim af'lechayiv, the koyvin, the mehay time lehave, adam kolavei tzel atzmo filachayv es atzmo mamon. And so too, if somebody's nogea be'edus, he's pasul doyraisa gzerus hakasub, the pasul krovin, and a person is kolavei tzel atzmo, and therefore a person is considered his own relative, and he can't make himself into a rasha. Just in a davar sheva mamon, he's believed. Because Hadas Baldin Kameidim Dami. Now, Krovim are pasul, even to be Machayiv, they're Krovim. If I say that my wife, my father, my son owe someone else money, the din is that I'm not believed. So why don't we say the same thing about a person? I'm karav etzel atzmi, so I shouldn't be believed, even to be mechayev myself. So says the Ma'arival famously, Ela v'yiroi li, v'fi zeh haderech, d'mashu chi achiyev es chayev, have mitam matone, k'mo shekoseh ba'al atumis. The din is, the reason it's chayev, is because it's considered a matana. Like it says in the Ba'al atumis, Shar Mebeis, ומכאן למדו הראשונים דמאן דאוידי בפני שניים בו ואתם עדיי, לא ישנה דאוידי במידי מחייב בו, ולא ישנה דאוידי במידי לא מחייב בו, אלא דיואב לי במתנה, קונה, האחר, טוב לי כמאן דאומר נסעתי כסף פלני לפלני. וכן היא דקסובס פרק הנויסי, חייב אני לך, מונד בשטר דחייב, וכן הור הגוינים, כוספו עודו, וכויבריהם, כאחד, Midarke haknos, that a person who's moida in front of two people, and he says, "You're my witnesses." Doesn't matter whether he's moida that he's already chayiv. Doesn't matter whether he's moida in something he's not. He admits not that he owes something, but that he's going to give him a tana. So the other person is kinda, because it's like saying, "I gave this field to Plony." When he's moda, that he owes him, he wants to give him a matana. And so too in the Gemara, somebody says, in the Ksubis, Chayav ani lecha mana, b'shtar, a person admits that he owes him a mana with a shtar, he's Chayav. Chayin ora gaonim, that Hodah is Hakna. When you're Modeh, so that's what gives the other person what you're Modeh to. So Sof Dover says the Ma'arival that the reason Hodah is Baal Din K'meidim Dami is Chayev Ayis Karav Eitzel Atzmo. The answer is it's a Hodah. It's a matana. He's He's giving a matana. Habimitam matana. He's giving a gift, and a person's allowed to give a gift. The ktsos brings the ma'ariv al, but ados bal din is mitam matana. Mitam is schaivus. In other words, the ktsos learns that it's mitzad ne'manus, his belief. But the ma'ariv al says he's not believed. But rather, he's moide. He's giving a matana, he's mischayiv. He's obligating himself. So the Ktzos asks from Unzel Gemore, Uparach Malah Pi Mishen Abak Chosh Vazama, Tomei Reid Mishen Abak Chosh Vazama, Vinei Matana Pi Mishen Matana Bechiyuv, Im Kenin Shaykh Bak Chosh Vazama, Vavadi Matana Yatsim Vavlai Maldu Pi Vyesem Eidim. We wanted to say that Ma Koach Shel Peh, that you can't do Hakosha. If Pshat and Piv in the Doz Baal Din is that it's a Matana, so Akhosh is in Shaykh. And give a Matana. So that doesn't prove that Peh is stronger than Adim. Moral wants to say Peh is stronger than Adim because there's no Akhosh of Peh. You can't contradict him. But here it's nothing to contradict. He wants to give a Matana. So the Gemara doesn't make sense according to Ma'ariv Al's understanding of Doz Baal Din that it's a Matana. It's a Matana that doesn't prove the power of his Peh. The Mukhe Yosef, Perakamid Bab Mitzia, writes as follows. Mehel Shemin and Demisha Eidim Bebeis Din B'chaz Avraham and Iskalti. Afo Pisha Eidim Eidim Kidvorov Ein Mashgichim Bo. Somebody who's Moedim Bebeis Din. That he owes. And then he says, no, no, no. I remember that I don't know. Paid it back. The Eidim I made like him, Ein Mashgichim Bo. You don't listen to him. Because that's what we're talking about over here. When the Gemara says that there's no hakosha bepiv, we're talking about a case where afterwards he changed his story. And in such a case, there's no hakasha. Afterwards, he changed his story and he brings Adam. He says, no, I really did pay up. And he brings Adam, it's not accepted. Because if it's talking about where he's omid b'diburo, if it's talking about a case where he stays with his story, and he says, no, I really am not chayiv. I'm really not chayiv. I mean, excuse me, where he says the story and he says, I really am chayiv. And then Adam come and contradict him. And they say, no, you're not chayiv. So Mayul made a piv. Matana udukayiv le. What's so strong about his mouth? He's giving a matana. That doesn't prove his pet is strong. The fact that he can give him a matana proves that his peh is so strong. He's giving him a matana. Why can't he give him a matana? Vadi can give him a matana. Vim kain tamanu neimar imu b'taras matana b'chiv ma'ayel me depiv neged eidim kem dwelim mitam matana b'lo b'taras ne'manus. So the Ktzos adds on to this in Mukhe Yosef, and Mukhe Yosef says that when a person is Moide Bebeis Din, that he owes money, and then he changes his mind. And he says, no, I really don't owe, and he brings Adam to that effect. They're not believed. Because that's the case of Hakosha. Because if he's Omei B'diburo, if he stays with his story and brings Adam, that he doesn't owe, he can give him a matana. Why can't he give him matana? Why should the Eidim be stronger than him? So the Ksosis of that Svar will also say, if it's Bataris Matana, what's the koch of his peh? Of course he can give him matana. If it's Mitam Matana, not Mitam Nemonas, what's stopping him from giving matana? So the bottom line is that Ksos is bothered by the fact that if you say it's a matana, then it doesn't have any, it doesn't show koch piv. If it does Baal Din, it's just a gift. That's not the koch of his peh over Eidim. This means he has more nemanus than Adam, he's stronger than Adam. It just means he wants to give a present. Of course he can give a present and nobody can stop him. So it must be that it's Mitera's nemanus. When he's mighty, he's believed, and then afterwards there's no hakasha. Nobody can contradict him because he has more nemanus. He's believed, not because he wants to give him a tana. What's stopping giving him a tana? And the Ktsos asks again, that's another kasha in the Shita Samarival. If a person says it never happened, if somebody says it never happened, never happened, and then Eidim come and say it did happen, but you paid it up, he's not Naaman to say I paid it up. Because he's Naaman on himself more than the Eidim. And if he says, Lo Lavisi, it's like saying, Lo Parati. So when he says, La Hadam, never happened, he's saying, Lo Parati. So the din is, he said it never happened. Eidim come and say that you paid up. He has to pay. Because he's, when he says, Lo Parati, he's saying, Lo Laviti, Lo Lavisi. When he says it never happened, when he's saying it never happened, he's saying lo lavisi, it's like saying lo parati. And he's contradicting the Eidim, he's being believed. There you can't say it's a new chiyuv, that's why he's believed. Because he's coming to ponder himself. And he's not allowed, so it's a midin nemanus. And therefore, even though Eidim come afterwards, and what do the Eidim say? Afterwards, the Eidim come, and they say that you paid it up. The Eidim aren't believed, because he had made a hodah that he never borrowed. And if he said he never borrowed, it means he never paid up. And hodah's baal din is strong, but here hodah's baal din is stronger than Eidim. But here it's not, can't be midin matana, because he's not coming to give him matana, he's coming to ponder himself. You need an Atem Eidai. So how come you don't have here Atem Eidai? In other words, if the whole din of Hoidah is Baal Din, is Midin a new Chiyuv, so then he would have to say Atem Eidai. You don't find that he has to say Atem Eidai by Hoidah is Baal Din. But if it's Midin Ne'amanus, then he doesn't need Atem Eidai. So it makes sense that it's Midin Ne'amanus. And also, it's mucha like this, that it's midin ne'amanus. Because of the fact that by moedim and miktsas, the Torah is mechayev shvua. And if he's koyfer akol b'fnei bezin, but he says afa pichen, I'm a chayiv myself 50 zuz, he doesn't have to take a shvua. What's Hagdol's Baal Din? He's moedin everything. Is that ne'amanus or is it a matana? If it's a matana, then moedin b'miktas is also a matana. But if moedin makes a matana, then why is there a chayiv shvua? There's no chayiv shvua. The chayiv shvua is only when you're moedin b'miktas, and therefore the Torah gave you a shvua on the rest. because you're trying to be mishtamet, like the Gemara says, he really owes him the whole thing, but he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, so he wants to deny part of it. And therefore, we make him swear. But if it's a matana, he's not admitting anything. He's just giving him matanas. That's not moed b'miktsas. So if a matana is not moed b'miktsas, why do we have him take a shvui? He wants to give him matana. Let him give him matana. So if moed b'miktsas is a matana, the mode of the whole thing is also not a matana. So that b'siyata d'shmaya is kifi havanati adala. That's the ktsas. So now we'd like to respond to the kashas of the ktsas on the Maharival. Says Moireinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba Zatzal that the Marival doesn't mean that the Hoidah is a Maisi Hischayv l'skipshuta, as the Ktsos understood, because then you have all those kashes. Be'emes, the Marival holds that he's doing a Maisi Hoidah is Baal Din. Just this Maisi Hoidah makes a Chalois Hischayvus. And that's because when there's a Maisa Hoidah, we say Maman of Shach. If he's telling the truth, then he's really Chayav. And if it's not the truth, then his Hoidah is effective because of a Kinyan Oidisa. If somebody admits to somebody else that he owes him money, something called a Kinyan Oidisa, Kinyan of Hoidah, that admit that I owe to you, that's a Kinyan. We see this from the Sefer HaTrumas. He writes like this. If Shchiv Meira, seriously, a person admits that certain properties in his possession don't really belong to him, what's the law? Is the admission taken seriously or not? Al Zegar Sinan, the Perek Mishameis, we have a Gemara like that. 149a, Bava Basra. The Isser Giyaira, Isser the convert, had 12,000 zud deposited with Rava. While his money was there, Isser became seriously ill, causing speculation as to who would get the money in the event he died. Rav Mari Berei, Rav Mari the son of Isser, Haras Shalab Dush Lesbik Dusha, he was conceived without the sanctity of Judaism, but was born with sanctity. So legally speaking, he wasn't entitled to inherit Isser's possessions. So a Gentile father is a child with a Jewish woman, he's not related. That's not halachically his father. Be Rav Hava, and at the time of the incident, Rav Mari was a student in the yeshiva. Omar Rava, if Israel should die, it's my money. How could Rav Mari possibly acquire these coins instead of me? So it's going to be ownerless, the money, and it's in Rava's possessions. He's going to be kind of. Ibi Yerusha Labra Yerushi Matana Man Shiv Rak Yerushavya Rabbana. He suggests Rav Mari will acquire the money through inheritance. Not so. He's not someone eligible to receive inheritance. Not related. Even Matana Man Shiv Rak Yerushavya, the Chachamim made sick bed gifts operate like inheritances. Kolecha Disei B'Yerusha, whoever is capable of giving Yerusha, is also capable of passing them through a sickbed matana. Kolecha Delesei B'Yerusha, Elesei B'Matana. If you're not capable of passing down possessions through inheritance, then it's not a good matana. See, there's no Yerusha, there's no matana. So skipping a little bit in the Gemara, let Isser simply admit, v'lo do Isser, the halen zuze, Rav Mari ninu. The Gnu Bodhisa, let him admit that these coins belong to Rav Mari, and Rav Mari will acquire them by virtue of his admission. Alma, so this Gemara is quoted by the Sefer HaTrumas. It's Alma Hidal Fishanu Muchzakim Bo, Shem Menu Kul Matana Ratzalak Noisim. Kim Derech Hoy Da'akni Lei, Avalei Kodos Bari Legamre. Mamma Neinu Choyser. Kiyo Du Disigur Adi Kona Legamre, Kaman Es Bari Adi Odosa. You see that Hoida works. Hoida, even though we're Muchzuk, and he doesn't have it, he wants to give it as a matana. Since he's makne derech hoda, he gives it away derech hoda. It's like hoda's bari. Therefore, he can't retract. Like the story of Isser Gioros. It's kronel legamre b'isser manas bari adeh hoda asa. Because if it's matna shchiv meira, it doesn't work. It only works if it's Yerusha, if it's matna shchiv meira. Therefore, it must be like a matna's bari, yimamen eino choyzer. As mevur lehedya b'sefer atumis. She'enu maise matona, ela maise hoidoi. Kama shekasev a sefer atumis, kevan, the derech hoido, akni le, havale, ki hoidoas bori ligamre. Kevan, the derech hoida, akni le, it's like hoidoas bori, vimamene no choise, the derech hoido, what's derech hoido? It's a maisa hoida, it's not a maisa matana. And through the maisa hoida, the matana is chal through kinyan odisa. Like the Trumas writes, from the maisa of Isser Gior, now it's important to note that the Marival is relying on the Sefer HaTrumas. He brings the Sefer HaTrumas, the Zavaya, that it's Medina Schaivus. And you see the very same Sefer HaTrumas on whom the Marival is basing himself says that it's not merely a Schaivus, but that a Maisa of Hoidos Baldin makes a Chalos Schaivus. So it's not a maisa of a matana. It's a maisa of a hoida, and because of his maisa hoida, then it becomes a matana. But it's not merely a matana. And according to this mahalach, farenfert al kashis of the ktsos. That the ktsos says to Mar Gemara that if hoida is b'taris is chayvus a matana. My old made a peeve neged eidim. He asked from our Gemara that if a hida is b'teiras hitchayvut u'matana, hu sha'al me'agmara shelanu she'im hoda'a is b'teiras hitchayvut u'matana. Now, how do you see that his pair is stronger than Edom? He's giving a matana. It doesn't mean that his pair is stronger than Edom. He's more powerful than Edom, more believability than Edom. Wants to give a gift, he wants to give a gift. It's nothing to do with Edom. Ze kasher rak lefi ech shalamad akceis b'shitas ha-mariva. That it's a maisis chayvus. Of course he can do a maisis chayvus. But according to what we proved, that's as far as the Marival Valley is, that it's a maisa hoida that makes a chalais is chayvus. It's gavaldik. That his mouth is stronger than Edom. She'ein oi ba'akchosh ba'azomeh. There's no akchosh in azomeh in his peh. In other words, his maaseh oido is not misbatel. Afilu behakosha asoy hazomas edim. Hapeshelo chazak yoter meedim. Because his maaseh oido is not misbatel even behakosha asoy hazomas edim. So he's doing a maaseh oido. And then they try to contradict him. We don't accept their what they said. And that's why the Yischaivus is Chal. It's not just that he's just giving a matan. Of course, then there's nothing to do with it with Akosh, no Akosh on that. Nothing to talk about. That's not the issue here. He's doing a Maisoida. And then if afterwards they contradict him and they say, No, it's not true. You really don't owe the money? We obviously don't believe them because the Yischaivus is Chal. Upshita de loy kashi mi kol oimer loy lavisi ko oimer loy parati domi. Thus, the mafshu ba'lif tor atzmai kom maiso ido azeh shaloy par yeshtem em elu shizari sechiyu. We had asked that if he says lahadam and then Adam come and say, that he was Pireya. He's not Naaman. On himself more than Adam. He's Naaman on himself more than Naaman than Adam. So when he says that I didn't borrow the money, Lohad Ladam, he's saying Lo Parati. So he's stronger than the Adam. So if it's a new Ischaivus, he said it can't be a new Ischaivus. Because there he's coming to patter himself, saying it never happened. First he said it never happened, and then saying it never happened, it's like saying I wasn't Pireya. But you can't say there it's a new Ischaivus. And that's why he has to pay in that case. Because he's not coming to him a chayv himself, he's coming to patter himself. The answer is there, he's coming to patter himself. But he has a maisa hida. And since he did a maisa hida, memela, there's a chalosis chaybus. Now he's obligated. So you can't say that he's coming to patter himself. And therefore, if the whole word is that he's coming to be machayiv himself, the whole word is that he's giving a matana. So here he doesn't want to give the matana, why should he be chayav? The answer is no, it's not just giving a matana. It's a maiso hido. Memela is a chalos is chayav. So here there's a maiso hido that he didn't pay it back. And memela is a chalos is chayav. But it's not merely that he's giving a gift. And it's also not a kasha from the fact that in a new chiyuv you need a tem edai. Because a new chiyuv, he's doing a maisis chayv sumatana, but then you need a tem edai. The maisis a maisoida. You don't need a tem edai for that. That's what he's doing over here. He's doing a maisoida. So you don't need a tem edai. And now we also understand why moide b'miktsas is chayv shvuah. So Vada, if he's Kaifra Kol, then afterwards he says, I'm a chayv myself 50 zuz, there's no shvua, because there's no maiso da to maisis chayvus. Mashen came when he's moited that he owes 50 zuz. There's a maiso hida. Memel is chayv shvus moited b'miktas. So moited b'miktas, what's moited b'miktas? But he's doing a maiso hida that he owes. And Memel is a chalos is chayv, then he's machayv himself. Because of that hida, Memel is take a shvur. So this was unbelievable. Siyata Dishmaya. And I'm so gratified that we are able to continue going through these sugyas above Mitzia, the help of Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Abba. And we should be zoiche lahamshich l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asos l'kayim is called divrei salmo torosu v'yahava amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.